Okay, we have a roster move to announce. Anthony Levine, who sustained a season-ending shoulder injury, will go on to IR, and we will actually move David Reed up to the active 53-man roster in that spot. So we'll be doing that at 4 o'clock today. As far as the game goes, pretty much saw it on tape the way we saw it last night, I think. You know, the thing that jumped out at me was the number of game-changing plays. I mean, we're all going to talk about the 4th and 29. It's going to go down in history, and it's just a remarkable play. You know, I said last night it's the greatest play I've ever seen or been a part of, and it was 11 guys who made the play happen. One guy had a real big role in it. You know, it was a sensational play by Ray Rice. Anquan Boldin came back and had as good a football block, legal football block, as physical of a block as you'll ever see in football. And that's Anquan Boldin. You know, that's who he is. And that made the play happen. Offensive line with protection, Joe obviously with the throw, the whole thing. But and that kind of epitomized the whole game. You know, defensively we played pretty well throughout. But as the game went along, we got better on defense. We tackled better. We defended better. We pressured better. But we pressured pretty well throughout the whole game. We are improving on defense, and we improved throughout the course of the game. Special teams was solid. And then offensively, you know, we really struggled early. You know, we did not start fast, but we finished fast, and that was the difference in the game. So it was good to see the ability to struggle against a defense that was playing really well. We weren't clicking. We weren't quite making plays. We were close. We were missing some things there. But then just to keep fighting, keep battling, for a football team to stay together on the sideline, to have faith in one another, never get down on one another, keep trying to make a play to help the other side get going, all three phases. To me, that's what it's all about. And to see it, kind of come together in a victory like that on the road against a very good team is just, that's what it's all about.
You said after the game yesterday, he was building something special. What about this team that said that?
Well, you know, I think the way they handle adversity, Joe, you know, it's the way they deal with adversity. To me, it didn't begin, but, you know, we always talk about beginnings and starting points, and probably the starting point for that idea was the AFC Championship game last year and the way our team was in the locker room. And that had started long before that moment, too, you know, but where the team was at that point to handle that adversity. And then, you know, to let that brew for the whole off season and through training camp and to build on that, and then to build on the adversity that we face throughout the season and to become better through all of that, you know, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
John, did Danelle Ellerby come out okay? And is there another update on Ed Dixon? You said he had a sprained knee last night.
Right. Ed has a bruised knee, sprained knee. It's nothing major in terms of ligament damage or anything like that. He'll have a chance to get back this week. It just depends on how it goes and how well it heals. Danelle Ellerby has a kind of a foot-ankle thing, got a little swelling in there. He'll have a chance to get back this week too, and we'll just have to see how it goes. We'll be probably, you know, the practice for those two guys will be very limited this week, and we'll try to get him to the game on Sunday.
Coach, you had Ray Lewis on the sidelines yesterday. There was a report that he's coming back before the end of the season. He told the CBS crew as such, and there were multiple reports today. Is that accurate?
I think he will. You know, that's just that's a best guess. He's working hard to do that. We'll see. I think the 6 weeks might be up. Is it this week? So could he practice this week?
I think he's eligible to practice beginning like on Thursday.
Okay. So there's a timing to all that. And, you know, we'll know then. You know, I think we'll have to test it and see if it can hold up. Really don't know where it's at right now. Ray has been in rehab mode. So he hasn't been here from a football standpoint in terms of us seeing any of that yet. But just talking to Ray, it sounds like things have gone well. There have been no setbacks. So there's a possibility.
That he could practice this week or just be...
Well, whatever the rules are, I'd say there's a possibility he could practice as soon as the rules allow him to practice. And we'll have an update for you on that. I just don't know that off the top of my head.
What do you say to the fans who seem to be, with each week, sort of discouraged with these unconventional wins that you guys keep putting together?
Are they? I'm not aware of that. I don't get those calls. You guys get those calls, fortunately.
Talked about the whole idea of the third and long situation. I know it's been an issue all season and how that plays into the difficulties you had in the road.
Well, we were 50% on third down yesterday when you take it as a whole. You know, in the first half, the first three quarters, we might have been around 20-25% maybe, I think. I'm not sure exactly. It was in the neighborhood. So the fact that I think we made improvement on third down. Third down has been an area of concern for us. You know, that's been something that we've really spent a lot of time on, you know, really all throughout the year, but really recently we've really worked hard at third down. And obviously we'd rather be in third and three, four, five, 1-2. You know, we didn't get a third and one, and we had a fourth and one. So, you know, I guess it goes both ways. And yet we're converting some third and longs, you know, which is a credit to Joe, the receivers, the pass protection. So sometimes you just got to do whatever it takes, you know, and I think our guys have found a way to do that. Kind of going back to your question a little bit, Drew, it's just the reality of football. You know, you kind of deal with what you're faced with, and that's what we're trying to do as a team. You know, an offense on third down is a good example of that. So, you know, whatever third down we get, we want to convert it, but we sure as heck want to make them as manageable as we can, and we'll just keep fighting to do that.
About the incremental progress the defense has made. I mean, you go back several weeks to when Terrell Suggs came back. I think there was a feeling of some urgency getting Terrell back because the running game was struggling and you lost the players. It seems like there has been fairly steady progress. Can you address that?
I'd agree with that. You know, it's probably worth looking at the numbers. I haven't really looked at those numbers to say it's a – you got to –
November, the Ravens have given up the fewest points in the NFL for the month of November.
Okay. That's pretty good. Congratulations to those guys. I'd say congratulations. I think the players and coaches have done a great job. And I'd start with Dean Pease and the coaches on defense. You know, we're committed to fundamental football. That's what we're committed to. And we have a great scheme package. You know, we do some really, really great things. And I think they do a good job every week of adjusting. We put some packages together that put guys in position to do the things they do best. But that's really, to me, that's peripheral to the fact that we're attacking the line of scrimmage better. We're taking on blocks better. We're tackling much better. We're underneath coverage is much more disciplined. And the eyes in the back end is getting better and better every week. So we're just playing better football. And that, you know, goes, yes, we've got some guys healthy and those kind of things, but we've also gotten some other guys hurt. So it's just a group of guys, players and coaches, I think, they're working really hard to improve. And then you face another challenge this week. It's going to be a huge challenge. So that's football.
Just to follow up real quick, I guess where I'm going here is because we were talking about Ray Lewis. And the first thing that popped in my mind when I heard these reports was that why rush Ray Lewis when things are – progressing the way they are. It might have been more urgency with Suggs than there might be with Ray.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it'd be great to get Ray Lewis back. So, hey, all of our guys would welcome Ray back with open arms, you know, if and when that happens. But in the meantime, it's just Ray is part of our defense, you know, just like Terrell Suggs is part of our defense. So the whole thing is coming together, hopefully, better every week. And we could stumble at any time in this league. But adding a great player into the mix is only going to make us better.